Welcome everyone to the ICANN IVF coordination call with at-large members. On the call today, the date of the call is Wednesday, 16th of October. On the call today we have Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Olivier Crépin-Leblon, Tiffany Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, Bahar Esmat, and from staff we have Heidi Orwish, Sylvia Rivanko, and myself, Julia Chabodin. And Avery Doria has just joined us.
And I think we have Tijani, is that correct?
Yes, we do have Tijani.
Oh, I didn't say that. Sorry, you did say that. Okay.
And this is Avery listening in for a bit.
Okay, and we have apologies from Renalia, from Fatimata. Okay. Bahar, do you want to begin?
Yeah, sure. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for taking the time. This is a, the purpose of this call is to touch base together and to brief you on our participation as ICANN of the IGF. ICANN here, I mean the staff, board, and community members. ICANN is going to have a number of events in Bali, is going to participate in a number of workshops, and also is co-organizing a couple of workshops. So let me start by the workshops that that ICANN is involved in. We have one workshop on new GTLDs. This is basically to review the current status of the program and to update IGF participants on where we are with the program. We have a number of panelists on this workshop, including from the at-large, from Tijani Benjema, from the African RALO. We are also co-organizing another workshop with AP RALO on IDNs. Rinali Abdelrahim has been lead on this workshop, and main purpose of the workshop is to provide an overview of the IDN variants project, and to discuss the the issues and the processes underway to enable the insertion of variant TLDs in the root. There are also a number of workshops organized by community members, particularly from the at-large, from the GNSO, non-commercial groups. So we have workshop 62 on how can the internet be an engine for development and growth. We have workshop 210, the role of technical community in global internet governance. Workshop 212, exploring the dimensions of multi-stakeholderism. And workshop 249, civil society in ICANN's multi-stakeholderism, the GNSO case. And finally, the workshop 253, debate on the closed generic top-level domains. So these are the workshops that community members have been taking leads in organizing. We also have an ICANN open forum. So as you know, at every IGF, we used to organize an open forum. This is the opportunity for ICANN to update IGF participants on what's going on at ICANN. We have to finalize the agenda and the format of the open forum, but at least there are a number of topics that we believe they should be discussed. One topic is the internet as an engine for growth and sustainable development. This is one of the sub-themes of the IGF this year. And for ICANN, it's important to highlight the role of ICANN and the efforts of ICANN in promoting and advancing the DNS industry, particularly in developing regions. We've seen through the different regional strategies, whether in Latin America, in Africa, or in the Middle East, that community are expecting ICANN to do a lot more effort in promoting and advancing this industry in these regions. So this is one topic. The other topic is the regional engagement strategies, and we particularly think that the efforts of the engagement strategies that was primarily led by community members in a bottom-up fashion, we think it's an example of enhanced cooperation. And as some of you know, enhanced cooperation is one of the, actually it has been one of the key outcomes of the Tunis agenda, but particularly in the last couple of years, it has become more sort of, you know, important and hot on the internet governance agenda, and we believe that, you know, what has been done through the regional engagement strategies can actually be seen as a good example of enhanced cooperation at work. The third topic that we expect to discuss at the Open Forum is the ICANN strategy panels. So again, you probably heard about, you know, strategy panels, and just yesterday the members of those panels were announced, and I think there are also questions, you know, among many people, including in the ICANN community and outside, about those panels and the role of the panels and all this. So we also think this is a good opportunity to inform participants about what these panels are about. The fourth and last topic is ICANN Public Responsibility Program. This is one of the new programs at ICANN. It will initially focus on education and training, again, particularly for developing regions. And right now, ICANN is working on a new online learning platform that will be, at least the beta version of which will be ready by the ICANN Buenos Aires meetings. So this is regarding the open forum. Again, the format of the session itself, of the panel, will be a mix of the staff, board, and community members. We'll make sure that, you know, community is represented, and together with members of staff and members of the board. So this is regarding the workshops and the open forum. Of course, other members, whether community members or board members, will be participating in many other sessions, whether main sessions or workshop sessions. ICANN also is invited to participate in the high-level leaders meeting that will take place on day zero. Sadiq Hadi is going to speak in this meeting, and Steve Cocker is invited to attend as well. One other event that ICANN is organizing together with the Internet Technical Community, the ISOC, the RIRs, IETF, W3C, is the cocktail reception. It will take place on Tuesday, 22nd, and more information about details will be sent to all of you, and of course all the community members are invited to come to this reception. In terms of our objectives, one last thing regarding sort of events and sessions, the ICANN booth. As you know, we usually and we always have an ICANN booth at the IGF, and this booth is, again, the purpose of which is to have some information and materials about ICANN and key projects at ICANN. These materials usually we make them available in paper and electronic format, and ICANN staff will be manning the booth all the time, and we of course welcome any help from community members if you have the time to stop by the booth and maybe give support to us as a staff, and also meet with people who pass by. And part of the materials that will be available at the booth is the at-large brochures and information sheets. Our key objectives of why we're there, things are at the IGF as ICANN, is to continue to promote the multi-stakeholder model and to support the IGF as primary fora for internet governance discussions. One other objective is to reach out beyond the ICANN community to explain ICANN's role and mission to those who do not come usually to ICANN meetings. So this the IGF is an opportunity for ICANN to expand its outreach beyond the usual ICANN participants. The third objective is to build on our last year's message. Our last year's message at Baku was the new season. This message was delivered by our CEO, today we are ready to report on what has been achieved after 1 year from launching the new season. And we have a lot to report on the new GTLD program, the APRT process, the strategy panels, the internationalization of ICANN. Just in the past year, a number of hub offices, engagement offices have been opened all over the place. Our engagement with international organizations like ITU, WIPO, WTPF, and others has advanced in the past year. We're very keen to inform the IGF participants about all these developments. In terms of key messages, we have a number of messages divided across a number of themes or a number of topics. So, for instance, on enhanced cooperation and multi-stakeholder principles, and again, this is one of the key themes of this year's IGF, the multi-stakeholder internet governance principles. So our key message there is to emphasize the fact that enhanced cooperation is an ongoing process. It has been happening and will continue to happen. We need to highlight the role of government in ICANN and how this role has strengthened over time, particularly with the implementation of the ATRC recommendations. And we've seen the results of this through the new GTLD programs. We've seen how the GAP has been playing a key role in this process. We also need to emphasize the fact that any multi-stakeholder process must be inclusive. It must involve all stakeholders, including governments, and of course the outcome of such a process is determined by the collective views of all stakeholders, not by one stakeholder. Of course, the IGF itself is also an example of enhanced cooperation. So even though many stakeholders may have interpreted the Tunis outcome or the Tunis agenda, seeing the IGF and enhanced cooperation as two separate processes, we think and we believe that the IGF is yet a good and a successful example of enhanced cooperation, and this is something we should also emphasize. So this is one particular track. The other track is with regard to ICANN and what has been achieved within ICANN that can also be that can be classified as a multi-stakeholder sort of effort or outcome, like the new GTLD program. Again, a lot good results have been achieved over the past year. We've seen almost all the strings have been approved or at least passed the initial phase of the evaluation. We've seen a number of registry agreements have been signed. So this is something we have to highlight. And of course, there will be a whole workshop focusing on this particular track. Another area that we've done some, progress in is with regard to the DNS security and stability, including with DNSSEC and other programs that ICANN has been involved in and championing in to maintain the stability and resiliency of the DNS and the root system. The ATRT reviews, the implementation of ATRT1 and progress made with regard to ATRT2. This is also another particular area that we think is important to highlight. Strategic planning process, the fact that, we have this portal, online portal to engage the community from the very early beginning in the process and to get feedback. We've had a number of consultation sessions with community members at ICANN meetings, so it's another topic that we think is important to highlight. The third task is the ICANN internationalization, and as I said, we've made a lot of progress with international organizations, including with ITU, WIPO, and UNESCO, and others. The opening of ICANN hubs and engagement offices, including an office in Geneva, which has recently been announced. The government engagement strategy, this is something that we've been working on, and we've had a session with the GAC at the last ICANN meeting in Durban on this topic. And we've also made some progress since Durban, and we're going to update the GAC and the ICANN community in Buenos Aires, but we can also touch upon the same topic at the IGF. The fourth track is the ICANN Public Responsibility Program. This is one of the new and important programs at ICANN. As I said, it focuses on the education and training, particularly with communities from developing countries, and also through the in coordination with the work and the recommendations of the regional strategies. We want to ensure that whatever activities undertaken as part of the public responsibility program will also be in line with the recommendations of the regional strategies. So these are the key messages in the different topics. However, there is another important and key topic that everyone is talking about, the NSA and the surveillance issue. We expect this topic to be everywhere at the IGF in each and every session. And our position at ICANN vis-a-vis this topic is simply that this is not an ICANN topic. ICANN does not get into content issues. And we need to make this very clear. So even though it's a topic that may, it may have consequences with very negative impacts on the Internet and the multi-stakeholder model of the Internet governance, we still need to make it clear that this is not an ICANN thing. We need to clarify to those who may not be aware that, you know, what ICANN's mission is, what ICANN's responsibilities are. So we have a couple of messages particularly in that direction. We also expect other members of the Internet Technical Community to speak, you know, more, to speak into and maybe to delve into the details of this topic. We've seen a statement by ICANN recently. We've seen some discussions at the, you know, some of the mailing lists of the IETF and other groups. So we expect those groups to talk into much more details with regard to this topic. So this is all I have. So this is about our participation as ICANN as a community. This is about our objectives, why we're there at the IGF, and the key messages we are preparing to use in the different sessions, and even during, you know, any conversation with people in the corridors, we should try to highlight those messages. And of course, one very important message that we always tend to make is that ICANN is not at the IGF as a staff or as a staff and board. We're there as an ICANN community. We're there with the support and the help of the ICANN community. I'll stop there, and if there are any questions or comments, I'll be happy to take them.
Harry, it's Olivier. I'm not sure. We don't have an Adobe room, so I'm kind of lost, as if I was totally blind when being on a call without an Adobe Connect room. Thank you very much for all of this extensive run-through of all of the things that are going to take place and all of the things that are ICANN-related that are going to take place in Bali. I have a handful of questions I wanted to ask. The first one, dealing with the ICANN desk. I know that there has been a call for volunteers in the at-large community to have the desk staffed with volunteers in addition to having staff there. Do you have the actual size of the booth as such and details on this, whether there's more than one desk or volunteers will be able to sit down or conduct meetings there?
Okay, so let me answer this very quickly. So the booth, if you've ever been to an IGF meeting, and I think you have, the booth is at the IGF village. It's a standard size. I'm not sure whether it's like 2 meters by maybe 2.5 or something. It's a very small sort of cube or booth with one desk. And then maybe a small table with 2 chairs. It's very difficult to, it can take 2 people sitting there, but it's very difficult to have any or to organize any meetings there. But you can sit down, you can work with your laptop, you can, you know, meet people, I mean, people who pass by, you can answer the questions and all this. But to organize a meeting there, it might not be very, very convenient.
Okay, thank you. So it's basically quite a small location. The reason for this, of course, is because Cheryl and I have been tasked with arranging the schedule for any volunteers to be able to sit down at the table. And so the question is, if we do get more than one, You know how it goes, and I remember last year it was pretty much like this. There were times when there were many people who were available, and there were times when that trickled down to having no one around. So I just wanted to make sure that we'd know what the sort of capacity of the booth was like. Do you have any information as to where this is located or whether there are further seats around, or is that something we'll just find out, I guess, when we're on the ground?
Well, I do have the map of the conference venue, and I think if you look at the map, you can see where the IGF village is. I'm not sure, I think it's on the website as well, but I'm not quite sure about the setup that is surrounding the IGF village and whether there are any, you know, place that you know, a group of people can sit down and chat. So we'll probably need to find out when we get there on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, so what I would ask then is for at-large staff, we have an at-large activities at the IGF in Bali workspace for at-large. I will ask at-large staff to be able to link to that map. So we've got as much information as we can on that. Our wiki page is really going to be our organizational hub as to how things get coordinated and how we work. Effectively, if we could have a link to this, that would definitely be a good first step. And then I've got further questions afterwards, but I'd like to let first, I think Tijani wants to ask questions, so Tijani, yes. Go ahead, and then yes. I'll come back afterwards with more questions.
Thank you, Olivier, and thank you, Baer, for the presentation. In fact, it was really comprehensive. But I have other concerns, if you want. I would like, I was hoping that we had this call much earlier than now, because I would like the community to participate in the organization of this common participation in the IGF. For example, Olivier spoke about the booth. The booth is of a measure of a great importance. And our experience last year showed that the space is very tight, and it was there was a possibility to have more than one. How? I cannot ask for more than one. But I saw that the European Union had three or four or even five booths, because they asked for one for the Union, one for the Commission, one for the RODIG, one for et cetera, et cetera. So they had a lot, and we could do the same. We could ask for one for ICANN AFRALO, one for EURALO, APRALO, another for NPOC, for example, et cetera. And this year we need more than this booth, because my workshop, our workshop, the AFRALO workshop, was classified or categorized as a capacity building one, and because of this, they asked me if we have a booth so that it will be promoted, so that people come there. They will drain people to this booth. Why? Because they want the booth of those organizations to show the effort or the way that we do the capacity building, etc. And in ICANN, this year, particularly this year, we have a lot to show, a lot. We have, for example, the ICANN Labs. We have the online platform. We have also the CROP, which is one of the, if you want, the capacity building tools. We have also ICANN Academy pilot program that we will be implemented in Buenos Aires. So we have a lot of things to show to people, and I want people to come there and to see how ICANN is really engaged in the capacity building field, how ICANN is really working in this field, and this will give ICANN more credibility, more visibility. And I do think that with only a single booth, a single very tight booth, we will not be able to show anything, because there is no place even to put our documents, the laptop of the guy who is sitting there, etc. it is too tight, and we don't have any opportunity to show anything, important thing. We can speak with people, yes, but we cannot show, and this is a problem. So I think that I am really sorry to say that. I told Heidi several times about that. I think that the preparation should be done together. We should discuss it. You can take it. You can throw it. It's not a problem. But you, at least listen to us. Talking about capacity building, I would like to tell you that since we are categorized since we are put in the capacity building category, we will have a daily orientation session from 8 to 9 or 9:30, depending on the days. And we will have a round table at the last day on capacity building. And I will be participating in all those activities. And I would like that I can try to dream people there, because we will speak about what I can did and what I can is doing now about capacity building. Thank you.
Thank you Tijani for this feedback. Regarding the booth, I think, you know, the thing is, the booth is not really part of the corporation. I mean, it's become, you know, like a, I mean, it goes without saying that key organizations like ICANN and others will have their space at the IGF village. So it's not really something that we planned or different from any other or any previous year. But I take your point about, you know, we could have asked for other spaces for the RALO organizations. But in that case, I don't think the request should have come from ICANN. I think it should have come from the RALO itself, at least to show that this is a different kind. Because if ICANN is going to ask for three or more spaces for the at the IGF village, probably the answer would be no. But if, you know, ICANN plus some other organizations ask for the space, so maybe that could have been accepted. But anyway, let's deal with what we have this year, what we have actually next week. I think even though the space is, as you rightly said, it's very tight, but I think we can coordinate among ourselves, because an ICANN staffer, he or she doesn't need to be there all the time. So if X from the AF RALO or Y from the AC RALO is going to be there at this, you know, time, then we can have, you know, someone else to take the next slot and hold it. So we shouldn't have, you know, two, three people sitting there all the time. So we can give you the space you want for the time you want to present what you want. So I think we can coordinate that, and if I understood correctly, that there is that you will let us know when the time is when your teams can be at the booth. We can always during these times, we can make sure that nobody else is occupying the space, so to give you more space there.
May I answer there? You're right. It is ICANN cannot ask for more than one booth, but I don't think that the RALO can ask for a booth without coordination with ICANN. This is the point. That's why I said we had to coordinate together to prepare the IGF. Second point, it is not a time where because the booth will be promoted. I already gave the name of the booth to the capacity building team, so that they will promote it, and people they will push people to go there. So people will come at any time. What we need there is that Chris Gift, for example, prepare the all the necessary software and one specific laptop to show people what ICANN did, what ICANN is doing, what is the effort done by ICANN in the field of capacity building. This is what I mean, and we need also someone who knows very well how to explain people. For sure, if I am there, I will be doing it, but I am not there at any time. I have a lot of activities there, and I will go to the booth every time I don't have a commitment. But we need, and people will come at any time, Beher.
Beher, this is Heidi. Just really quickly, if we could please ensure that all of the at-large documents and the pop-ups are there at the booth at all the time, so the members, when they go to the booth, they can see them. I mean, they don't need to be out, but just, they can be underneath so everyone knows where they are. And in particular, we produced a postcard for the summit, and that's something that would be really good if the members could really start doing outreach to the people passing by, so to let everyone know about the summit, because that's really the key idea, is to get people who are going to be in London to come to be aware that the summit is going to be happening.
Sure. We'll make sure that all the materials are there, so that's no problem.
Okay, thank you.
It's Cheryl here.
It seems
that I don't know who's chairing this call. Is it me or is it Heidi? But
it's Beher. It's Beher.
I thought it was Beher's call. That's my polite silence. Trust me, I don't have to go with polite silence till I'm called in. I can just barrel on in there, not a problem at all. I will do that. Right. Thank you, Beher. Just as well you've worked with me before, isn't it? A couple of things. First of all, you gave I can only best describe it at 5 a.m. in the morning, a whirlwind tour of the highlights and bullet points for those who are going to be walking the walk and talking the talk with ICANN as their mantra. I trust you have notes because you're either manic or you were reading something at some point. So if we could have at least some bullet points or notes from what you said on today's call, then that means that at least the at-large representatives who will be not only manning the booth, but of course engaging in all the other conversations where all the exciting stuff happens in the corridors and around the coffee cups, can be doing a unified approach, which I believe is the end game here, to try and have a fairly singular voice that is at least saying, if not identical, fairly similar things on a number of key topics. So if you would be so kind, because I'll be buggered if I'm going to sit and listen to the MP3 of today's call and make notes for you. But if you would be so kind as to give Heidi some high-level notes and some bullet points that we can literally put on our workspace that Olivier mentioned earlier. And that means that at this stage I think we've got about 10 or so volunteers for booth activity coverage. But we have undoubtedly more than 10 people who are perhaps not going to be there specifically for ICANN, but of course are playing in the ICANN space, and so they can all avail themselves of those points. The other thing I wanted to just follow up on, the second point, and then I'll hand over because I know Olivier's got probably a list as long as his arm. Little concerns that you indicated on this call that volunteers for the booth can sort of, you know, just turn up whenever they're free. I mean, obviously we only want them to turn up when they are free, but we don't want to have masses of people there at one time and no one there at other times. I think it was Olivier's... One moment. It was Olivier's... Yes, one moment. it was Olivier's suggestion that on the page people indicate what times they might be available, but I think we're going to do our best to try and make sure that rather than have too many people available at one point and none at others, that we'll flatten things out. I wanted to know, though, are we going to have a pre-meeting on a day zero at a time at the booth so everyone can even know what is in the booth, because if things are under tables or in boxes, everyone needs an orientation for the actual booth itself. And at this point, I'll stop, and I did hear Tijani.
Let me just address your 2 points quickly, Cheryl. Regarding the bullet points, I'm gonna send them to Heidi. There is already a blog a post on the ICANN blog that lists all the workshops that ICANN is participating in, including the ones organized by community members. But on the key messages and the objectives, I'm gonna send the bullets to Heidi so she can then forward them to you. On the second point about the booth and all this, again, any methods for coordination that you think is a workable method for you, we're happy to go with. We can also have the coordination meeting, on day zero at the booth for everyone to get to see the materials and all this. We can also discuss, and that will be your call, if you want to have a sort of daily brief or debrief. Last year we used to have a debrief towards the end of the day. If you believe that was useful, we can do it again. If you think we can leave it and play it by ear while there, we can do that. So I'll be at your disposal in that case.
Thank you.
Beher?
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
I am arriving on day zero at 7 p.m., so I will not be able to attend any activities on day zero.
Yeah, I mean, I was not suggesting to have an activity on day zero. I was just replying to a point that Cheryl has raised. I mean, I'm happy to meet with you on a daily basis whenever you want. Let's agree on the method, the mechanism, and I'll find the time on my schedule to meet your request. So this is all I'm saying.
Okay. I have another point, Beher. Perhaps for the activities. Driven by ICANN or driven by ICANN especially, we can have a kind of card on which we put all of them, and we can put those cards at the reception desk, or we can give them to the community to distribute them so that people know when we have those events, those workshops, those forums, etc.
Yeah, that was available last year. Is that being done again?
Well, it's being done again, but it's one single card that lists the time and place of, date, time and place of the ICANN Open Forum and the two workshops on GTLDs and IBNs. It does not list all the workshops that community members are organizing. And let me be clear here. I mean, the difficulty sometimes is that some community, and this is something we heard from some workshop organizers, that even though they are organizing these workshops and sometimes they also include the name of ICANN as, you know, one co-organizer entity, but they made it clear that they as individuals are not there for ICANN, or they're not there on the capacity of ICANN. So, again, in this postcard, you will find the ICANN Open Forum and the two workshops that ICANN is organizing or co-organizing with others.
Daher? Thank you. Permit me to disagree with you, because our workshop is organized by ICANN Apralo. It is not organized by Tijani Benjamin. It is organized by ICANN Apralo, and it is written as that on the website. So it is an ICANN event. And that's why ICANN is funding my trip to the IGM.
Jenny, I understand that. I understand that, but we have other cases. Particularly, we have a board member organizing a couple of workshops, using ICANN name in there with some other organizations. And he also made it clear that he's not there on his capacity as an ICANN board member. So this was one example of, you know, sometimes we have this blurring line between what is ICANN and what is not exactly ICANN. So what I'm saying is, in this postcard, we included at least the workshop. You know, we know that, you know, okay, ICANN was part of this. So I apologize if your workshop was not included in this part, but I personally couldn't figure out. We have a list of 7-8 workshops organized by community members, and some of them had the name of ICANN on these workshops, and you can go on the IGF website and check them yourself. I couldn't figure out which ones to include and which ones not to include. So, and again, you know, usually you do these things among a million of other things, and you don't have the time and all this, so sometimes you go by what is, easiest and safest. So, apologies if this has caused any problem.
Baher, it's Olivier. Can I follow up on this?
Go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you, Baher. The At Large has a wiki page which lists several events in there, and it's got one thing which is ICANN events, and one thing which is events organized or recommended by ICANN committee members, and I guess that would also include any workshops that are set up by ICANN community members themselves. I think that one defining factor really that we're looking at here is the funding. And in finding out whether an event is an ICANN event or not an ICANN event as such, one really needs to look at the money itself. And I think that what Tijani was trying to say is that he is funded, and Afralo is funded to run that workshop, him and the other two people who are funded to come to Bali specifically to run that workshop. If that's not an ICANN event, then I don't know what an ICANN event is. I would be very surprised if ICANN started funding events which were not ICANN, ICANN-branded an ICANN event. Now, if Mr. XYZ from the board wants to call something an ICANN, event as such, but they were never mandated by ICANN to run that event or workshop, then of course that's not an ICANN event, and they could call it ICANN, but it's not. I don't see where the difficulty is here in finding what is and what isn't an ICANN event. Just ask Xavier Calvez, and he'll tell you how much he's spending on sending people and what they're being sent there for. Certainly, the Afralo event is an ICANN event. The AP Rallo event is an ICANN event, since both of these were funded through the extra funding for SONAC requests. I understand that there is also an NCSG workshop, which is also funded through ACSO, and there is also an NCUC event, which I believe is funded. But I'm not sure about those two. One would have to check that. But really, just follow the money, and you'll find out which one is official and which one is not. Otherwise, I'm not quite sure why we're there if it's not an official thing. That was the first remark, and I urge you to have a look at the page, the wiki page, and staff will forward you the details of that wiki page, because it is getting populated with everyone putting details on there. It also gives you a list of all of the, basically of all of our community that will be there, what dates they will be there, and you will see that there are quite a few people that you can... you'll be able to rely on throughout the length of the week. Now, that was the first thing. That I do have questions, though. Perhaps I should let you respond, whether you wish to respond, or can I continue with the questions?
Well, no, I don't have any reply. I mean, the wiki page you're referring to, I just, you know, I was aware of it like a couple of days ago or maybe 3 days ago. The postcards I'm talking about were actually sent to the printer more than a week ago, and we had all the deadlines to deal with and all this. So, again, it's something that I couldn't, you know, do better with. The money thing was not particularly under my personal radar. I mean, someone else at ICANN is taking care of the money. It's not me. So again, this is where we are. So I'll check what we can do if there is, you know, any possibility to print more cards for this particular workshop. I mean, the one of the AFRALO, because the other one of the AFRALO is included, because that was co-organized with ICANN. I was part of this, so I knew it was related to ICANN. But the one that Tijani is organizing, even though I'm aware of it, Tijani told me about it long time ago. But again, I cannot see whether it's an ICANN thing or not. But anyway, let's carry on. Let's move to your questions, and I'll see what we can do about this this postcard thing.
I mean, it's nowhere. It's not my money. At the end of the day, it's ICANN's money. So if ICANN wishes, you know, sort of funds workshops and then doesn't publicize them, that's really up to them. None of my.
It's included.
Whoever
yeah,
has to complain on
it's
this.
It's included,
you know?
On. Okay.
So now the next thing is with regards to the.
I'm going to have to leave. Sorry, I've got another call. I do apologize. I've got a call waiting coming in. I've got another work group call. I do apologize. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. So next thing is the. The sessions that you gave us, I mean, and there are quite a few, do you have these by any chance in a calendar format so we can update them to our calendars? You know, I have noticed that ICANN staff is now using a lot of these automatic calendar update type things, and I think it would be particularly helpful if we had all of these sessions in calendar format so we could put them into our Google calendars and get automatic reminders for them, because as you know, an IGF is a real zoo. It goes all over the place, and you know, you just run between sessions, and it would be really good to be notified automatically on these.
Well, the list is there. I can point Heidi to where the list is, and if she can help with the calendar thing, I'd appreciate it. I have no clue how to, you know, populate calendars in Google and all this. I'm very limited with my IT capabilities. But the list is there with details about date, time, and place. So I'll let you, Heidi, know about where this list is. It's simply on the ICANN blog. And then if the at-large team can help with the calendar, that would be good.
Well, so is no one else helping you on this?
No. We have people helping me, but there are too many things to to deal with right now. So I'm not quite sure about who can help with the calendar thing. And that's why I'm saying if the at-large team help with it, that would be helpful.
Okay, right. All right, thank you. So that was another question. So now the last one of my list is with regards to board members. Last year, board members were not coordinated to go to other sessions than the ones when they where they were actually speaking or where they were in the limelight. In my view, it was absolutely terrible, and in fact, I should use the word outrageous, because we had some sessions run by the community that were funded by ICANN, and there was not a board member in sight. Instead, they were actually in sight, but in the site. They were visiting the site. And I don't think, as a community member, that's a good use of a board member. So is there a coordination this year of all of the board members that are there to make sure they attend the sessions they need to attend?
We do have coordination this year. We used to have coordination in the past years. We do have a morning brief with board members every day, and we go through the list of main sessions and workshop sessions that relate to ICANN, including, of course, sessions organized by ICANN and ICANN community. And we go through this list to make sure that either staff or board will be at least one staff or board will be at each and every session of those. Now,
okay.
And we actually, in the second day, on the next day, we also go through if there are any comments or feedback from those sessions. However, what we don't have is a mechanism in place to ensure that, you know, the board member has been to the session he or she said they will go to. I mean, I can't enforce them. I can't, you know. But, I mean, the coordination is there. But then, you know, it's up to everyone to, you know, stick to their words and, you know, go to sessions they said they would go to.
You know, they are traveling on ICANN's dime at the end of the day. They should be accountable.
I understand.
Bad.
Okay.
Bad.
That's all for me for the time being. Thanks.
Bad.
Tajani, would you like to speak? And then if I could speak after Tajani, please.
Okay, thank you. Two practical things. First, can we have a Skype chat for the whole people, for the whole ICANN community staff and board members attending the IGF so that we can communicate easily during IGF? First point. Second point, I do hope that for the next year coordination be done much earlier than this call. Really earlier. Last year we did something earlier than this year, and I was complaining. You remember with Mandy and you, I was complaining that we do things very late, and we couldn't, for example, have more material because it would be better to have, for example, I don't know, this document and the booth, etc. So this year we are behind last year. So I hope that next year we will have coordination, real coordination, much before, very very early, because before the deadline of asking for a booth, for example, so that we can coordinate how many booths.
Jani, I'm sorry. This is Behr. I got dropped off when you started your intervention. So I'm sorry. Can I ask you to summarize it or repeat it? I lost it all. I'm sorry for that.
Okay. I will repeat. It's very easy. First point, I would like to have a Skype chat for all community members, staff members and board members attending the IGF so that we can communicate easily during the IGF. First point. Second point, I do hope that for the next year we can have a coordination very early before the deadline of asking for a booth. so that we can coordinate, we can see how many booths we can we want and we can have, and and in this case we can ask for booths on time, and also we can prepare our IGF good together, because for sure the staff knows everything and want to organize the IGF as they want. But I think that the input of the community who will attend the IGF will be useful for the staff to do better things and to make the IGF, the ICANN IGF participation, very successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. I'll okay, regarding the Skype chat, you know, I have no problem. I think it's a good idea. Let me see, if we can do it as staff board community, if everyone would want to be part of it or not. So I'll have to check that. But personally, I have no problem with it.
Beher, may I speak?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is Heidi. Thanks, everyone. I followed up with Julia, and she will be able to put into the calendar, the Google Calendar, all of the events that are on the at-large IGF coordination page. That includes the ICANN ones, the various workshops that ICANN and the RALOs are putting on, as well as the other workshops that have been recommended by at-large members. So we'll do that. We'll also have daily updates sent out, as we do for our members, the at-large members, in during the ICANN meeting. So we'll go ahead and do that. Beher, we have an at-large Skype chat, so we can send you. We can work with Julia and perhaps Renata on getting another wider Skype chat set up. And Tijani, just on your point of documents, I think that this year we've done a lot better on getting documents ready in time. We were able to get all of the at-large materials there. We created an Atlas II promotional postcard because of your notice that one of the themes or focus of the booths are going to be capacity building. Nora was able to get a trifold on the online education platform together, working with Jeffrey. So there really are a lot of documents that are going to be available for people to see. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Any other questions or comments?
Yes, it's Sebastian, if you can hear me.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Sebastian.
Hello? Okay, sorry, I didn't. And if you hear me, okay. Thank you. I was late to the call, and I just now on the question. I think the question you raised, Jenny, and also Olivier, are sensible question. And I, from my point of view, I really feel sad that we were not able to do what we were discussing already last year on the same topic. Regarding Skype, for example, I will say that don't wait for any decision. Just you know the list of the board member. If you don't, I will give you, and you open a Skype chat and you invite the people, and each board member will decide if they want to be in or not. I will remind them when we will have the first meeting about that. But don't wait for a centralized decision. Just do it. It's a pity that we don't have advertising on the ICANN postcard, all the activity you are doing, guys, because you are ICANN. I am not ICANN, and staff is not ICANN. ICANN is really you. And sometimes I feel that we forget about that, and I apologize for that. As I will get the information about ICANN organized event, I will try to push some board member to participate. Just a caveat: it's we have also, it's also important for ICANN people, whoever they are, board members, staff, or other part of the community, to participate to events organized by others. We need to reach out, we need to get them involved. And I understand that you would like to have a board member in your session. I will try to have some board member, but don't think that because we are a board member not coming to your session that it's because we are not interested or we don't care about. It's because we think that you are already there and you know well ICANN enough that you don't need us. It's not just to apologize for that, not to be with you. It's just we need to have ICANN people in as much as possible places. Then take that not as a we don't want, but we need to do something else. Of course, if we have time and if it's possible, I am sure that some board member will participate to the event you are organizing. If you need any help from my side, just ask me and I will try to do my best. And really thank you very much for all your time and dedication to organize event in the IGF. It will be a very important IGF this year and your participation is very, very well and important. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Okay, I hear none. So I think we can end the call. Thank you very much. Thank you for your work and thank you for your time. And I look forward to seeing you next week in Bali. Goodbye,
thank
everyone.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.